You have traveled far. It has been a long time, many years and many miles to get to this place today. And you will be asked, will you let the Lord wash your feet, bless you, cleanse you, have communion with you? Will you let this be a true celebration of communion with God? Not a reenactment, not a remembrance, but an encounter with the living God. For we have all suffered in our travels, have made mistakes. We come to this place in need of God's love. And today we celebrate this great feast of God's love. This time where we no longer pretend that love is a commodity that's used for bartering, for trading. I'll do this for you and you do that for me. And if you don't do what I want, then I will not like you. That isn't love, my brothers and sisters. You and I come to this place as Jesus came to the place. And he knew that it was time to settle the accounts. But for Jesus, settling the accounts isn't telling everybody how awful his followers are, how they're going to betray him and abandon him and deny him, how many things they've done wrong, how they just don't seem to be willing to try. It's not a time to set up punishment and recrimination. Settling accounts for God is giving his love and forgiveness, which we should receive today and be willing to give. The time comes where we stop justifying our evil, our mistakes, the things we do wrong by blaming everyone else. That was the path of the Pharisees and those who turned away from Christ. They somehow justified all that they did, all the rejection, the gossip, the accusation. They justified it as he deserved it. He had it coming. He did something that caused them to act the way they did. The reality was they acted the way they did because they had a greater appetite to hate than they did to love. And we challenge ourselves this day, are we like them? Do we find it easier to be judgmental and critical of others, of always finding fault, of blaming people for what they do that causes us to do things wrong? This is the feast where we celebrate. It's time to recognize we were created in God's image, God who is love. And he asks us to be like Jesus, to make a choice to be as loving as we can possibly be. The gospel says to us, his hour had come. He could no longer deny it. He was going to choose to be forgiving rather than judgmental. He was going to wash the feet of his followers, those who were going to continue to mistreat him. He would act with love. And he says to us, when we have our feet washed, when we've been blessed, when we have communion with God, then that's our choice. To be so loving that someone else doesn't cause us or make us do anything wrong. We do it of our own accord if we choose to do evil. But if we choose to do good, to be as loving as we can possibly be, to be as forgiving, we no longer have words of judgment for others. We no longer have justifications for what we've done. We allow ourselves to encounter God in such a way that we end up with gratitude that he has forgiven us. That is said to us, after all the traveling we've done, after we've arrived at a place and it's been a hard journey, come, be blessed. Have communion with your God. Jesus models for us that this is the path for our lives. Has the hour come for you? Is it time to stop the judging and criticizing and gossiping and pretending like you can't help it? If anyone was in a position where they could criticize others, it was Jesus. He knows it gets him no place. It doesn't change his followers. Only being loved and forgiven changes them. Forgiveness is love. Love is forgiveness. They are not separate. You can't say, I'm loving, but I won't forgive. They are one and the same. And this act on the Holy Thursday that we celebrate today is the greatest act of love that we could participate in. And we can participate in it. Just as if we were to sit up here and have our feet washed, we will have communion with God. We will make a choice, a decision. We will be willing to accept God's love. Let him settle accounts the right way by offering us forgiveness. Whatever our mistakes, whatever our sins, we are loved by God. And he chooses to always be in a position of loving us. And we are asked to make that same decision in our lives, to always be loving. It's hard. It's a change. Our world has allowed us for way too long to justify what we've done and kind of pretend that we're wonderfully Christian followers of Christ when we haven't even decided yet if we will take on the full mantle that Christ offers to us of being forgiving, of no longer keeping accounts, of not keeping track and holding on to hurts and memories. Most of the time, those were exaggerated anyway. No, it's a time for us to participate in our celebration through prayer and song and communion and enter into a deeper relationship with the God who is among us, touching each one of us, touching our hearts, and saying, you are my beloved. You are forgiven. You are loved by me. And it will always be that way. This is the great celebration of the church, Holy Thursday banquet, where we encounter the loving and forgiving God, and we choose to follow him.